Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of April 2019. Three-judge bench of Supreme Court has ordered that former SC Judge Justice A.K. Patnaik will hold inquiry regarding alleged conspiracy by fixers and disgruntled employees against CJI Rajan Gogoi. Bombay High Court has held that once a decree of divorce has been granted, relief cannot be sought by under the Domestic Violence Act. Calcutta High Court observed that court has discretion to permit the power of attorney to address the court in a case of close relative. Central Information Commission, CIC, has held that employee is entitled to know under Right to Information Act 2005 about the financial status of the employer company which has been defaulting in payment of salaries. Madras High Court has lifted a ban on mobile video app TikTok while asking the firm that owns the app to ensure the platform didn't allow pornography. Supreme Court has observed that a strong suspicion would suffice at the stage of framing charge against the accused if the same has been founded on some material which can be translated into evidence at the stage of trial. Supreme Court has observed that a statement made by the accused to a police officer before the investigation commences is admissible in evidence if it contains only an admission. Bombay High Court, while upholding a decade-old law that changed how property tax in Mumbai is assessed, has struck down three rules for assessment of capital value of lands and buildings. Delhi High Court has awarded rigorous imprisonment for life to a man who repeatedly raped his minor daughter, leaving her pregnant. Delhi High Court has held that Delhi Development Authority, DDA, is not empowered to punish a citizen just because it is perceived that he/she tried to defraud them. Allahabad High Court has held that a woman employee was entitled to maternity leave for full period of 6 months as against the 3 months which she was granted by the district basic education officer, Bijnor, and directed latter to provide her the maternity leave with honorarium as was prayed by her. Gujarat High Court has held that the department cannot detain the goods on failure of the assessee to fill Part B of the e-way bill if the supply is not taxable under GST. Bombay High Court has imposed a fine of 50,000 rupees on income tax officer for passing an order to harass the assessee. Bombay High Court has asked Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, to reconsider its decision to incentivize the Commissioner of Income Tax Appeals to enhance assessments and levy penalty. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has once again reiterated that the linking of Aadhaar with PAN card is mandatory for filing income tax returns. Yamuna Pollution Monitoring Committee, a panel formed by the National Green Tribunal, NGT, directed Delhi Pollution Control Committee, DPCC, to submit a report on the dumping of construction waste into the Yamuna and obstructing the reverse flow below Signature Bridge. Haryana Real Estate Regulatory Authority, HRERA, has ordered that developers should not repay loans taken from banks and financial institutions by using 70% of total amount collected from buyers and allottees.